Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. Today is April 22nd, 2024, and I thought I'd show my face here today. It's been a while. So, I have three dreams I want to share, and I thought about separating them, but I feel they're all connected. So, I'm just going to go ahead and share all three in this video. So, forgive me if it's a little long. I'm going to try to just go through with the dreams and the symbolism. And as always, I ask you guys to please pray for discernment, okay? Take everything to the Lord, no matter what. And please comment and share your thoughts or anything that the Lord puts on your heart. All right, so the first dream was April 13th. Oh, and one more thing. I'm going to share, when I have a dream, I always share them with my friend Melissa. She's from Midnight Hour Oil. Because I do believe it's very important to have a prayer partner and someone to bounce things off and to pray for, or, you know, pray over things. She does the same thing with me. And I do trust her. I trust that she is hearing from the Lord. I know she has great wisdom and discernment. So something that I'm not sure about, she always backs it up with scripture. So I just want to share that with you, that some of the symbolism stuff I will be reading from her thoughts, okay, so that you guys understand where we're coming from. Okay, so the first dream was April 13th. Now in this dream, the man in the dream, I know, is symbolic of the Lord Jesus, because the man was my first love, so I know this was Jesus. Now in this dream, he was selling tickets like you would for a donation or a raffle. And what he said to me is, he said, everyone that buys this one of these tickets gets one night to use my car, which we know is a ministry. So he said, one, you know, you get, you can have my car for one night. And so I looked at him, I said, well, I have a car, but I'm still going to donate, you know? So we walked over. He said that he didn't take checks, only debit cards. So I walked over and I was looking through my purse and we were chatting and stuff, and I couldn't find my debit card anywhere. So I said, hang on a minute, I'm going to go down to my office and it might be on my desk, you know, because sometimes I leave it out if I'm paying something. And I noticed that I had really bright white pants on and high heels, something I do not wear. So I went downstairs, and when I did, I realized that I was in my childhood home. So I walked over to this black desk that was up against the stairs. I also noticed to my right was a group of people, and one was a Chinese woman. I heard them talking about a letter. Okay, that it was important that they find this letter, or that they have this letter witnessed or noticed, or just they needed this letter to show proof of something. So I walked over to the desk, and when I put my hands underneath the top, because it was a very slim desk, there was a secret extension that you could pull out. I pulled that out, and sitting on that extension was this letter they were talking about. It was a letter that the Chinese president had written. It was a handwritten letter in Chinese. And at that point in the dream, I literally saw the president of China sitting there holding this letter and in his right hand, and then he laid it down. And I also found my debit card. So at this point, I was also, let me make sure I get this right here. I don't think it matters really how I put this. Okay, I didn't know if they said it or I did, but I told the woman, I said, well, my sister was supposed to do this. My sister was the one that was called to, do this job that I was doing. I said, but she disappeared. She came up missing. We don't know where she's at. And that's when the woman turned to me and said, you are a royal servant. Now, I've never been called this before in any dreams. So that was just a double confirmation that I knew this was from the Lord. And I didn't know quite what to say. I was like, wow, you know, who doesn't want to be a servant of the Lord? This is what I'm always, you know, when I'm praying and stuff, always talking to God, I said, you know, I always talk about, I am your servant, you know? So it was so humbling to hear her say, you are a royal servant. So after that, like I said, I did, I'm not one of these people that know the faces and the names of all the presidents in the world. I know that's bad on me, but I did look up the president of China to be sure, and it was the exact man that I saw in my dream. So something about China. So, my thoughts were pretty much lined up with Melissa's, and what she just says is the truth. This man is the first love. We know that that is symbolic of Jesus. The car is the ministry, is your ministry, okay? The ticket is the cost of entrance, which I used a debit card. And I looked this up too, and a debit card is symbolic of grace, God's grace. So she says, she goes on to say, you are paying the price, the grace, to enter your last hour ministry. Because he was giving us one day. So I entered my office, which means entering my ministry. The hidden drawer represents something hidden, secret. Chinese president in the hidden letter equals China's secret plans. Me finding it, hidden plans, things revealed to the church, which is my sister, which is missing. Okay, so she said, overall, it sounds like Jesus is taking you into your last hour ministry. His grace will bring you into your office. The Lord is wanting to reveal the hidden plans of the enemy to his church, but she is missing. She's AWOL. You are standing in the gap, being God's witness, fulfilling the purpose of the church in the order of Melchizedek, king, priest, and prophet. Now, I agree with this because I had had a similar dream to this about my last hour ministry. So this was just a confirmation. Okay, and that's what she said too. The hour is the last hour, the midnight hour, and we know that it is almost concluded. Okay, so that was the first dream. Now I'm going to go on to the second dream. I had this one April 15th, 2024. This one is just short and sweet. In this dream, I saw that Israel is about to give birth in December. She is about to give birth to something in December. And this is the one that stumped me because I wasn't sure, and I think I went down the wrong rabbit hole. And this is why God is so amazing, because when I went to do this video, he literally stopped me. I mean, I had to stop the video. It was crazy. And when I did, I thought there's a reason for this to happen. So I went back over my notes and over what Melissa said, and I realized that my thoughts on it were not correct. They were kind of going down the wrong road. So again, I'm going to give you what Melissa's response was to this dream, and I do agree with it. Like I said, I do trust her. So she says, so when I think of Israel giving birth, it always makes me think of Revelation 12, the male child with the woman gives birth to. She said there's different schools of thought on that, but I believe the woman in Revelation 12 is Israel, and that she is giving birth to the body of Christ, because Jesus is the head, and he's already been birthed. This is the part where I got confused on. And so this makes total sense to me. She said, and we know that Israel is considered the mother of the church, which we do. Then the body, which is the Christ, is Christ, the church, the male child is taken up in the rapture before the dragon can devour. Then right after this happens, the woman is led out into the wilderness for 1269 days. Many believe this means the Jews will be led to Petra to hide from the Antichrist. And so when I went over this again, it made perfect sense to me. Now, she goes on to say that Christmas speaks to the birth of Christ, which it is. And we know that his birth, based on the timing of John the Baptist's birth, is likely on the Feast of Tabernacles, which is anywhere from September, October time frame. Okay, this is, you know, just our thoughts on this. She goes on to say, so what I think your dream may be telling us is that we are about to enter into the time of Jacob's trouble after Israel gives birth to the male child, aka the rapture, when the tribulation begins. She said, please let me know what you are getting on this dream because it's very interesting. She said, I see the birth of the male child as the delivery or the deliverance of the church, which equates to the rapture, which is kind of a double meaning. So those are our thoughts on that part of the dream, okay? And the dream was very, very clear, okay? There, Israel was giving birth in December, okay? So now let's go to the last dream I want to share with you, which is, let me find it, April 21st, 2024. And again, I know this dream was from the Lord. So let me just tell you the dream and then our thoughts on it. I don't know. Melissa did respond to it. Okay. So in this dream, it seemed to me that I was like in a place where I worked. You know, you work Monday through Friday, you go home Saturday, Sunday, and you go back Monday. So I was getting ready to leave as if work was done, and I was getting ready to go home, and this woman that I know came up to me, and her name is Kimber. And she said, "Did you see anything in your room? Did you find anything in your room?" And I said, "No, I didn't see anything." She said, "I left you a letter." And I said, "Oh, okay." And I thought to myself, "Well, I'll just get it Monday. You know, I'm going home. When I come back to work on Monday, I'll get it." But then she went ahead and told me what the message was. And she said this to me. She said, "To the servant of the Most High God, the banquet will be ready on Sunday." So again, she addressed me as a servant of the Most High God. And again, you guys, I've never had this happen ever. So twice now. And it's just so humbling. So anyways, she told me that. And then she walked me out. Or at this point is when I realized I was actually in my childhood home. Because when she walked me outside, I could see that this was my childhood home. There was a car parked in the driveway. And it was lit up inside, but you couldn't see in there. She walked me to the back of the car and just stood watching me as I took my place on the other side of the car, okay? And then she opened up the hatch. And when she opened up the hatch, I saw a Chinese man hiding in the back seat. And he was doing something, like maybe working on a computer or doing something, you know, technical. And that was all the dream. That was all that happened. She just showed me this man. So again, another dream about China. So I'm thinking, "Lord, what are you showing me?" But again, from the first dream, I believe that he is revealing to me these secret plans of the enemy, okay, of China. I don't know what China's up to, but to me, they're up to something. So the thing that I got out of this was, this isn't a timing, because I had this dream Saturday, so, and yesterday was Sunday. It wasn't a timing. What the message is talking about is, I knew that if I had waited till Monday to get this message, I would have missed it. So very clearly what this dream is saying, and I have it written down here. God is giving an urgency to hear the message. And in fact, if I look at Melissa's message, she said the same thing. Let me just go through here. I should write this down, but I just have it on my phone. She said, "Yeah, this is really interesting. It's almost like God is given an urgency to hear his message before it's too late. If people don't listen now, they're going to miss it." And so I said, that was very pretty much clear, you know, not that this was some kind of rapture date. It's not. But just showing us on how close this is and the fact that we need to hear this message now. That's why I'm asking you guys to keep sharing the gospel. Get this message out, okay? Because this was a clear warning that, you know, there's an urgency to hear this message. In all these three dreams is, like I said, I just feel it's very connected, okay? We're showing the secret plans of the enemy, showing that I'm in my last hour of ministry, showing that we need to get this message out now. And also showing that Israel is giving birth to something in December. I mean, you guys may not agree with what our train of thought is on that, but to me, it sits well in my spirit. And I also know that God stopped me on that dream particular, because I wasn't on the right road, as in trying to understand it. So I feel pretty confident about that. So anyways, what I found interesting about Sunday too, I looked up some things for Sunday because I thought, why Sunday? And what I found out was, it was the day on which the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. It's the first day of the week. The day God acted by raising Jesus from the dead. And it's also called the Lord's Day. And we know that the day of the Lord is coming. So I found that pretty interesting. And it's also a weekly memorial of Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead. Those are just some extra notes I put on there I thought were pretty interesting. So those are the three dreams. It's only 14 minutes and it's seconds. It's ticking. But I'm pretty excited about these three dreams. I did wait. Like I said, I waited because I didn't feel led to share it. But I did today, and I prayed on it last night and asked God that I was going to go ahead and ask him to bless this. But if there's any reason he didn't want me to just stop the video. And when I was on the wrong train of thought, he literally did. And I thought that was pretty cool. We serve an awesome God. And I just wanted to, like, put my face out there today to let you guys know that I'm still here. I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day in Pennsylvania, but it's very cold. So, I feel relieved. I got this all out. So, again, you guys, please pray. Take it to the Lord. If you get anything, please leave your comments. And I can't stress enough how important it is to get this message out, okay? That was a clear warning. If I would have waited till Monday, I would have missed that message. And I would have missed, you know, the banquet. Because that's, you know, the message was very clear. Oh, and another cool thing. The name Kimber means royal forest. Who would have thought? I went ahead and looked her name up, too, because I thought, I wonder sometimes why God uses certain people in my dreams and, you know, just different things. And so I'll look it up. Most times I'll look it up and try to see if there's any kind of connection. So I thought that was interesting. And yeah, if I get anything else, you guys know I'll put it out there. But actually, I am counting the months. You guys may think I'm silly, but I told you that I was told the 144 would be ready by November. So to be this, that was 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years this November. So I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen in these next months. You know, just see what kind of comes together. Maybe nothing, you know, but I'm keeping an eye on everything that he's showing me. I'm keeping it up here. I'm praying on it. And, but with what I've been being shown and what many people are being shown, I believe that we really need to kick some butt out there and get this message out of Christ, okay? We need to do that. We need to, work out our salvation, our own salvation with fear and trembling. Don't concern yourself with Joe down the road. The best thing that we can do is pray, because what I do is I would get off track being so concerned for people and praying, oh my gosh, you know, what about this? What if this happens? But my job, your job, is to work out your own salvation with your fear and trembling and to obey God, which is love God, love your neighbor. Love is the biggest thing because we need to learn how to love. And you want to know what's crazy? Love isn't some mushy, gushy feeling, okay? I told you guys this before. It took my husband and I, we've been married 35 years in April, and we looked at each other one night and we're like, oh my gosh, we finally learned how to love, what love is. I know it's crazy, but love doesn't, like he says in the Bible, love doesn't boast, it doesn't brag, it's not selfish. And when you think about it, a lot of us that think we love, we really don't, because we don't understand it. I wished I had more time to go into this testimony of the things that my husband and I have been through. But I can actually say that I finally learned how to love. I mean, I know it sounds crazy. I grew up with parents that the only way I could show my mom love, the only way she accepted it was if you bought her something. That's not love. People that you think know what love is, they don't. I didn't know. Oh my gosh, it's just, you guys do some prayer on that and research. Love is just, I don't know, it's, like I said, maybe I'll try to get this all put together, maybe do a video on it, because it's very, very important, and it's very humbling. But yeah, this is the whole point of being here, learning how to love. And I know that I'm not loving God if I'm not loving my neighbor. So I pray on that all the time. And it took me a long time to do some forgiving because of hurt feelings. But when you realize it's not about you, you know, to me, it's about Jesus. I'm not going to keep harping on somebody and not forgive them because Jesus loves that person. What would Jesus want me to do? He'd want me to forgive that person. It would be like you choosing between two of your kids. You can't. Jesus can't either. He loves us all. So by forgiving and loving that person, I'm loving Jesus. Hope that makes sense. So, anyways, I'll let you guys go. Video is now getting long. So, I love you guys. I pray for each and every one of you. I ask the Lord to please bless you. Bless your families. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every single one of you. And by the way, I was doing that over my family. And I had a dream where I saw all four of us. And we had a smear of blood on each one of us. So, plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your families. So, I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.